I'm Chris from Nerd Alert News, a proud member of the Gonna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Better Podcasting. My name is Stephen John Drew, and with me today is the better dressed Stargate Pioneer.
We're 17 and we're up to no good. No good at all.
That's very true. That's the time of our lives where we break all the rules and get in all sorts of jail trouble.
Because every single 17-year-old in North America ends up in jail, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It is the end of the week, or if you're listening to this now, it's the beginning of the week for you, but it's the end of the week for us, and we are excited to bring you more amazing podcasting content. We're going to tell you all the tips and tricks that we've got about hobby podcasting. So today we do wrap up our arc on video podcasting. It should be a hell of a lot less technical than the last episode, but we will get into that shortly. First, we're going to talk to you a little bit about our contest that we've got going on. The clock is ticking. This is only running until the end of February 2016. You can enter for the brand new Audio-Technica ATR-2100-USB microphone. It is a USB/XLR dynamic microphone. It is a handheld microphone. It is a very, very good microphone and an amazing deal, usually an even better deal if you win it from us, right?
That's right. It's absolutely free from us. I just love this microphone. One of the reasons why I love this microphone is you sound great. Another reason why I like this microphone is you can use it simultaneously in XLR and USB, which means you can go out USB to your computer, your phone, whatever, to your tablet, your laptop, whatever device that you're actually using to connect to your co-host or your interviewee or whatever. And then you can go out XLR to an external digital recorder like the Zoom H5 or something like that. So it is awesome, and it is an incredibly capable piece of technology. It is all you need to start your podcast.
Yeah, it's really, really a good microphone, and it's something that we've talked about it before. This is not a sponsored contest from Audio-Technica. SPNR giving this away because we like it, and we want to make sure that somebody has the opportunity to win this ATR-2100. So to enter, you email us at contest@betterpodcasting.com, and you can do that just like we had Calvin this week enter. SP, what did Calvin have to say?
Well, Calvin said to contest, good, insert time of the day. The guy's learning. He's great. He's listened to us before because I had quoted Mr. Rob Walsh from the Feed podcast, and he always says good generic time of the day. So Calvin, congratulations. That was pretty good. Anyway, he goes on to say, I've waited until the last minute to enter, as is my way. And why did he say last minute? Because the contest ends in February 2016. So if you're listening to this in March 2016, it's too late. We've moved on to something else, and just stay listening because there might be more stuff in the future. But anyway, let's get back to Calvin. He says, as such, here are my reasons for wanting it and why I'm qualified. Did we actually say somebody had to be qualified, Stephen?
No, we most definitely did not say that. We never, ever would say that somebody has to be qualified because you're a starting hobby podcaster. That's the most qualification that you need. Wait, so that means that we indirectly qualified everybody for something that did not need qualification.
Something like that. My head is starting to hurt a little bit from that. But anyway, he goes on to say why I need it. One, I've been looking at microphones across the web and nothing jumps out. Seeing that you endorse this one means that I have faith that it will work properly. And one other thing I might add about this microphone, it's lifetime guaranteed for the entire life. You own it, something goes wrong, send it in, they'll fix it or send you a new one. Okay. Number two, as a videographer, is that how you say that, Stephen? You're in the video. Is that a videographer?
I believe it's videographer. Videographer.
There you go. Ask SP to read something and he will be sure to screw it up. Anyway, he says, as a videographer, the dual USB /XLR works perfectly since I often use audio recorders in my line of work, usually a Zoom H4N. And this way, I can be prepared for any possible recording setup, which is true. It's very, very versatile. Although it is a dynamic cardioid microphone, so there's just some situations where you're going to need a shotgun or you're going to need a condenser, but for most of your podcasting needs, like 99.8%, the ATR2100 will be great. Okay, and then three, the third reason why he needs it, I can transition from I'm going to make a podcast to I'm making a podcast. Woohoo! Which, and then he goes on.
Which is awesome, by the way, because sometimes you just got to dive into it. We've talked about how we took an excessive amount of time to start this podcast, but not really always necessary. We would have started a hell of a lot quicker if it wasn't for all this video stuff that we wanted to do. So I encourage you, just a sidebar here, if you've been debating for a while and you got yourself a decent microphone and you got yourself a plan, just do it. Try it, because I guarantee you, we did this podcast preparation for like 8 months, and I'm just going to go and say it early here. The first five episodes, meh. So I have no problem saying that. And I think you will find that later down the road, you will actually feel the same way about your first few episodes, because you're finding your groove. So I encourage you just to get on it. But I digress. Go ahead, SP.
Okay. He goes on to list his qualifications. One, I can cook minute rice in 59 seconds. Oh, a whole second off. I'm jealous. Number two, I'm Canadian. I don't know why that's a qualification, but he's got it listed in there. And number three, I started the hashtag microphone in your pants. And I guess to get that reference, you got to be in on the rest of the GunnaGeek.com network, because that stems from a time Neil actually met one of the main actors in the Flareoverse, the CW Flareoverse. So, and as we were talking about that encounter on Starling Tribune, that's what that is from. So Calvin, good call back there, but I had to explain it for our better podcasting friends as well. Okay, then he goes on to say, if there is ever a Gonna Geek Sports, I'm the guy for the job. Working title is, did you see that ludicrous display last night? A too long didn't read for sports news for those who aren't the biggest sports fans. Cheers, Calvin. And to that, I have to say, you are more than welcome at any time to go to GunnaGeek.com/about and apply to be part of the network. You'll see the qualifications that need to be there. There's a certain amount of episodes that we're looking for or whatever. But if you just want to submit a pilot, if you're just looking to say, hey, guys, you think this will be up your alley, we have a whole committee to look at that at GunnaGeek.com/about. So there you go. Thank you very much, Calvin. We really appreciate your entry into the contest.
And SP is stuffing it in that acrylic bin, that rolling thing, that bingo roller. So you're getting in there right now.
That's right.
And finally, just a once and for all, before we move past this, to settle it, to settle the dash USB thing, I'm going to show you my Audio-Technica ATR2100 or 2500. Mm-hmm. No, 2100. Now I'm going to get all screwed up. ATR2100.
That's a condenser microphone.
I know. Sorry, ATR2100. And I'm going to hold up to the YouTube side of things, and SP will support me on this, the back of the box, which says ATR2100-USB for the model number as well. If I was to flip it to the side of the box, you would see the exact same thing. Audio-Technica ATR2100-USB. So once again, Steven's
right.
Who
looks at the side? Who looks at the side in the back? Right on the front, cardiodynamic USB / XLR microphone.
Yeah,
and you,
that's
and
the
in
description.
French too, by the way, USB / XLR dynamique, cardio geek, or
but
whatever I ever sound it.
It's not the model number, it's the description. Nobody pays attention to descriptions. It's like how this podcast here says that we are a podcast all about the Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
Nobody pays attention to that.
I don't pay attention to the Kardashians. I don't even know who they are.
But yes, that's right. Steven is right. It is technically the ATR 2100-USB, but...
Steven is not right. It's USB / XLR.
It is. It is a very versatile microphone. The second thing that I want to go over here really quick at the start of the show before we dive into the video arc, SP, congratulations. Congratulations on your work of getting into the Feed podcast, that is Libsyn's The Feed. You managed to get yourself a 6-ish minute segment on there, did you not?
Yeah, it was really feedback, right?
Yeah,
so I don't advocate doing that at all. Matter of fact, I did it late one night after I was recording a Starling Tribune. So there's some sleep deprivation there. And to Robin Elsie, I have to say, I apologize publicly for making it such a long segment. But I put a lot of tips and tricks in there about tips on how to keep regular in your podcasting, how to establish the habit of podcasting and stuff like that. There were 8 different tips that I put in there and they were so gracious to play it. I really appreciate it. So thank you very much, Robin Elsie on The Feed. It's also an episode number 65 that they had a very big announcement if you're in the podcasting circles. So I would encourage you to go pick that up. Once again, that is The Feed by Libsyn. There is another podcast called The Feed, but this is Libsyn's The Feed, and it is episode number 65.
Yeah, and you did a really good job with that, SP. And listener, I want you to go check it out. Maybe we'll play another episode, but I want it to direct people towards there right now, because mm-hmm. I think that you did a really good job giving them feedback. And maybe in a couple of months, we'll throw it into an episode here for anybody who might not have gone and checked it out, because I think you did a really good job and you brought up some really good points. So I encourage you to check that out.
For the record, my recommendation, and this is by no means based on anything official or anything, but my recommendation is if you're going to give feedback to a podcast, doesn't matter if it's this podcast, somebody else's podcast or whatever, try to keep it under 2 minutes because you don't want to take over their episode. And for that, like I said, I'm sorry, but yeah, it's really good stuff. Go see it.
For sure. For sure. Well, let's just go ahead and move into the final installment of our video arc. Shall we do that?
It's the month of video.
Dum, dum, dum. Alrighty, so like I said, this is the final installment, and today we are putting the pieces together. The first episode, we gave the overview, the things to consider. The second episode, we talked about the simple methods. Last episode, you went clinically insane listening to us talk about the complicated method. And today, we're going to recap some of it and hopefully give you a little bit of a different perspective on it now that you've heard the first two methods. So, SP, I'm going to toss it over to you first here. What do you got?
Okay, I'm going to go back 3 episodes to the first episodes we did on video, and I'm going to ask you to, if you're considering doing a video podcast, ask yourself and answer this question before you move on. Why do you want to do a video show? Because that is actually going to set the tone for A, if you're going to do it or not, B, what kind of show that you're going to do, and C, what kind of pain you're willing to go through to actually make it happen, because it's not easy, it's not simple, and it is definitely more complex, and it's even more complex mm-hmm. if you go live in conjunction with it. So just keep all of that in mind and answer that question as you go forward, because if you're just starting out podcasting, there might not even be a reason for it. We do it just so we're able to show you visual things from time to time, and also because we're just transitioning to that in general throughout the network and mm-hmm. the shows that I do and the shows that Steven do. So we're like, okay, well, let's take it to the next level. Let's do what we can do.
And also, we thought that the internet had too many pretty faces on it, so we needed to counter that a little bit. So that was the other side of things.
These are definitely faces for radio, if you haven't noticed that already.
But yeah, no, absolutely a great question, which might lead you to the second thing, because we talked about a couple methods, and we barely touched on this before, and I want to dive into this more now. What is your technical capability? Because if you remember, in both the simple way and the difficult way, we talked about how difficult technically they can be, because even with something as simple as Blab or Hangouts on Air, it does draw a fair amount of resources. So you're sitting there with a 10-year-old computer. You might find that as soon as you hook up a 1080 Logitech C920 1080p webcam, you might end up in a scenario that your system bogs. So what is your technical capability? Then secondly, in regards to that, how are you going to put it out? Because if you're all for just gripping it and ripping it, like go and use Hangouts on Air and then let the raw thing be out there, you don't need that much more other than making a Hangout on Air and hitting go. But on the flip side, if you want to edit that at all, you got to remember that is going to require a whole other skill set.
Right. And before we touch on that, there's just one more thing that I have to say, and that is you have to decide what is going to be primary, video mm-hmm. or audio, because that actually impacts the editing statement that Steven just said.
Agreed.
So I will recommend that if you're going to actually put it out as a podcast, you probably should prioritize audio, and then video would be secondary. Kind of like what we're doing here. I don't know, Steven, what would you say? Are they both like equivalent for better podcasting, or are we prioritizing audio because of our microphones, our headphones for isolation?
I think technically we prioritize audio, but with my process, they're the same product. In fact, you get a little bit better audio out of the video, because with the audio version, it is an MP3 that's compressed down to 96 kilobits per second. With the video, it is whatever the full YouTube H.264 is. I think that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 or more. So technically, your audio is a little bit better on the YouTube, but everything we do, we tackle it from the audio perspective first, and then how are we going to put in the video element? So I think bottom line, yeah, we prioritize audio, even though they're essentially the same product.
And audio editing, as you were saying, is very different than video editing. Video editing is very much more complex, the more things that you need to do with it. And then if you need to reinsert the audio, we talked about digital drift. We talked about how you have to line it everything up. And we talked about how you can't edit video the same way you do audio, because I can chop up, and it's called Frankensteining, basically, in like the reality TV realm, where you Frankenbite is what it's called. You can Frankenbite somebody in their audio of what they're saying. But if you will notice, like on TV reality shows, they do this a lot. And I don't watch all that many TV reality shows anymore, but my wife and I used to watch The Bachelor a lot. And you could tell this on The Bachelor. The Biggest Loser as well. What they do is when they Frankenbite somebody, they will go to another shot. They will show the person from behind. They will show the person that the individual is talking to, and they won't show the lips moving and that sort of thing. So I just am saying that to say video and audio together mm-hmm. is very complicated. And if you're just starting out, I would heavily recommend you not worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that leads into another thing that I didn't really cover in the last couple episodes, but it's a great point right now, and that is that you, in my opinion, your editing process is a lot more flexible when you do audio only, because if all of a sudden SP chokes on his words right now as he's talking, easy to edit. Really easy to edit in an audio editor. However, when you're doing video, you're going to need to switch shots really quick and hope that then you can cut out that switch later, because otherwise you're going to see a little choppiness. So picture this. You're seeing SP talking, and all of a sudden he jumps from the left side of his chair to the right.
Oh, yeah.
He jumps from the left to the right. What ends up happening is now you've seen that that was an edit, and it kind of takes you out of it. So a much, much more difficult thing when you do get into video. But let's move on past that. You've decided, yep, I want to do video. SP and I, we did cover the very complicated thing, but we both have a very, very solid recommendation. If this is the first time you're tackling video, listen to the simple episode again and start there, because while you probably could hop into the technical workings right away, I encourage you not to for two reasons. And SP, I'll let you jump in here a second with your reasons. My number one reason is because you might bite off more than you can chew. And I'm talking not only technically specs with your computer, I'm talking the editing process, the amount of time it's going to consume, things like that. And the second reason is you might find that it's just not getting you traffic that is worth it, because it could be the case that all of a sudden you're expecting 100 episode or 100 views an episode and you get two. You might, in about 2 months, you might sit there and go, is it really worth my time? And here you are, you've invested money in a mixer, in XSplit, and all these other things, and now you're out. So my recommendation is to start using the simple method and see how you like it. SP, what are your reasons for the recommendations?
I would echo your two recommendations wholeheartedly, not going to argue with them at all. Very important. I will add, the complexity of video, even if you're just doing a simple Hangouts on Air, you're going to have to be able to multitask. And if you're not familiar with live shows or production or multitasking or anything like that, it's going to be a steep learning curve. Hey, you can learn it, absolutely, but you might not want to do this first, what we're doing here. So go Hangouts on Air, go Blab or something like that, and learn the multitasking, learn it, what you're capable of, what you're incapable of, and then think about the next step up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would definitely recommend that as well. And is it worth it? That is a great question. Absolutely. You just took the words right out of my mouth there. Now, I will say, for Starling Tribune and Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., we did it for the interaction with fans, and that made it worth it for us. But the video is not the same as this. The video is a little poorer quality because we just don't have time to churn this stuff out. So, like Steven does. I mean, I'm doing 5 podcasts a week. Steven's doing 2 podcasts a week. There is a production time issue, and we'll get to that in a later episode. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to discuss that, but we just didn't have time to do it. So you have to consider time as well. So I would say my two biggest add-ons to what you have to say are multitasking and time.
Great points. So let's say you do video and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do Blab, or I'm going to do Hangouts on Air. Well, let's go with Blab. I'm going to do Blab. And you think to yourself, hey, you know what? I really like what you guys do. And you got a little extra visual element in there. You got your better podcasting theme on your video. How do I do that with Blab? Well, I have prepared a little bit of a clip for the video viewer. Now, audio viewer, I will describe this clip to you after, but I will show this for the video clip. This is a brief 20-second clip from SP's Starling Tribune podcast, and I'll show you how you could spruce it up post-production. All I did was I ripped 20 seconds from their Starling Tribune Blab, and you're going to see partway through it gets spruced up. So this is just an example to show you that you can still do things. You can kind of combine the two elements, take the simple method and add a little visual flair. So let's just roll it, and then I'll talk a little bit about that after.
Welcome back to the Starling Tribune. I am Stargate Pioneer. People that don't like me tend to call me Star Pie. My friends call me SP. Excuse me. And your reporters for this 14th episode of Season 4 of the Starling Tribune are Chris.
So yeah, that's all was a short little clip. And you'll see partway through, I took the better podcasting map, I made it look green, and I added a couple random text. It's just a visual example. And so you could technically do that. The audio actually was the audio right from Blab, so that kind of gives you an idea how sometimes the audio can be a little inferior on these live streaming services. But that's an example of how you could do it afterwards. And that if that's a big priority for you and you got questions on how to do that, just email me. I'll tell you all about that. I won't get into the technical workings now, but just wanted to show that right now.
I just want to say that in order to spruce up a Blab video like you did, you have to do it in post. You're not going to be able to do that live, because live, all you have right now, at least in February 2016, are the 4 windows. So we put that video up on YouTube later on the Gonna Geek YouTube channel, and that video can be spruced up the way that Steven just did it.
Very good clarification. So that is something that you could technically do. Now, we also want to touch on something that you could technically do if you do decide to move up a little bit further towards the more complicated route. I know I've showed you multiple times my insane complicated rig. A lot of that is because I'm set up to do the Gunna Geek podcast. This podcast that SP and I are doing right now, there is only two of us. Technically, I could do this with a decent computer and each of us using an Audio-Technica ATR2100. I don't need all of these extra monitors. I would only need one monitor with two inputs on it. So technically, you can make it very simple. Simple for complicated.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the next, it's a step up. In order to do what we're doing right here, you're going to have to put some technology, a little bit of technology into it and some effort into it. It's not just going to be your simple press a button on a recorder, stop, and then edit it afterwards. You have to have some sort of setup in order to do it. But Steven's point is completely valid. You can do this with a pair of Audio-Technica ATR2100s, the ATH of the headphone designations for Audio-Technica. So you could do the ATR2100, use the XLR to go into, because we multi-end. I record on my end, you record on your end. So, but you can use, heck, you can use a Skype audio recorder like Pamela, like Yvere, like MP3 call recorder or whatever to capture the audio. And you have to be wary of losing that audio, by the way, which is why we recommend a digital recorder as well, an external portable digital recorder. Anyway, so the XLR goes in there and then the USB would go into your computer and just double end that way. And you'll have to capture the video via one of the programs like XSplit or vMix or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify further, if I did not want to multi-track, and I was okay using the audio that sent to me via Skype. Wouldn't even need the external recorder. I could just use the audio that was saved in that XSplit video. So I want to share something because we went back and forth. We were actually thinking about visually showing this and actually doing this with one monitor and two ATR2100s. That's how much I want to tell you that so that it supports the point because I know that I can do it. But the thing is, it was going to be very complicated for SP and I to switch things out. And the second thing was it would have made it more visual. And once again, we try not to make things too heavily visual on this podcast because it is a video and an audio thing. So it can be done. If you have questions on how to do that more specifically, once again, email. We're happy to help you out with that.
Absolutely. Steven@GunnaGeek.com or StargatePioneer@GunnaGeek.com.
Okay, so let's say you go one of the routes. You go simple, you go complicated. Doesn't matter. What other advice do we have for you? Well, here is the big, big advice that we have for you. If you are going to do video, if you're doing video simple or complicated, you are relying on a service of some form unless you're doing it in the same room as somebody else. You're either using Skype, you're either using Blab, or you're using Hangouts on Air, or something else. What happens if that service goes down? Be prepared to be versatile. Right now, if all of a sudden Skype had an outage, it would cause a bit of headaches for me, but I would flip over to Hangouts on Air, and we would probably do this by Hangouts on Air. Truth be told, SP and I would probably wait till it was back up, but we could technically go over to Hangouts on Air, and I could I could set it up in that fashion. Or let's say you're using Blab. Wait, SP, Blab never has any outages, right?
No, not at all. I mean, it's a complete service right now. I pay for it. No. First of all, it's free, so you get what you pay for. And I'm very grateful to have it, by the way. And secondly, yes, it did have an outage a couple of weeks ago. We were getting ready for a Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast on Wednesday night, and we saw it was down. And I was thinking, oh, what are we going to do? Well, okay, we've done Hangouts on Air before, so we can go do that. Well, little did I remember that I had never actually done a Hangout on Air video-wise. I have streamed audio with a placard of the podcast on there, but I had never actually done Hangouts on Air from the production side before. So it was all new. It was nothing that it was easy to do, really, but there was some setup time. And the problem was I didn't make the decision to switch over until we tried to actually get on Blab and it let us in and then it stalled in 15 seconds. So at the 2 minutes before we were supposed to go live, I have to switch over to Hangouts on Air. I've done no prep, so I had to go in and make a Hangout on Air. And then I had to post it on our landing page, geeks.live, so people could actually find us because they're looking for us on Blab. We had to tweet it. We had to Facebook it and everything. And we started about 15 minutes late. It was only 15 minutes. And I have to say, that is actually pretty good for what happened. So just remember, we talked about before, if something goes wrong, just keep a cool head and just roll through it. And then people can come to you and they can catch the podcast later, even. It doesn't matter. I mean, live is such a, I've heard people say it's like 10% of their audience.
Yeah.
So it's only 10% and they can catch it later too. So don't worry too much about it. Try to work the problem. Just stay cool, get to your end result, and then move on. Now, if like the internet was out, like if I had a storm here or whatever, I would have let the girls just go ahead and do it on Blab or wherever. But you have to be prepared for that too. It's start almost as we record this, it's almost spring storm season, and there are some doozies that take out power for a while or the internet or whatever. So it doesn't have to be a service that goes down. It could be your power. It could be internet. It could be your computer gets fried by a lightning strike.
Yeah.
Something like that. So just be versatile. Just know that these things happen. Take a deep breath. Be happy. Crack a few jokes and just do what you have to do. And in this particular case, I'm just going to pump being part of a network because we're part of a network, the Gonna Geek Network, and we look out for each other from time to time because we like other shows. Like both Steven and I, we're not a part of GameLikeBalance.us, but they stream live on Gonna Geek every Tuesday.
They do.
And when one of us sees that they're having a problem posting their live show, we'll step in and we'll help post it. And the same thing happened here. Blab has its own chat. So in this particular case, I didn't have a chat with Hangouts on Air. So we were just telling people to use Twitter. It wasn't ideal, but we're like, hey, for tonight, we'll do this. Steven actually stepped in because I just didn't have time to throw the code in. Steven stepped in and threw the chat wing code into the live page and boom, we had live chat. And it was that simple. So being part of a network really helps. It didn't have to be Steven. He's the network owner. It didn't have to be him. It could have been Chris. It could have been anybody else who's done live pages. So that was all great, but we were versatile. We flipped over and we made it happen.
Yeah. And we are touching slightly on live versus video, but I think you'll find if you use Hangouts on Air or Blab, you'll want to probably go live anyways, just because if you can capture a couple of random listeners, why not? Right. Like, you know, just explain it'll be edited later. That's what I always do at the end of the show. Well, not always, but I try to, I'll say the live version will be out at the end of the week or whatever, just because then it tells people that, or sorry, the produced version will be out at the end of the week because it does tell people that there will be a better polished version. So that's something that you want to be aware of. And one way, I know we're touching on live again, but one way that you can direct your people towards the right thing, if you have to do that, is get yourself a landing page. For example, on the Gonna Geek Network, we use www.geeks.live, which redirects to a section on the Gonna Geek Network site. And that's something where we can push that. We just tell people, go to geeks.live. So people go there and they see, oh, SP's on Blab today, or oh, SP's on Hangouts on Air. So then you've got people coming to one specific route that they can always find you in this case that you might need to be versatile. And while we do often use my technically weird, complicated route with the Gonna Geek podcast, once again, it's a video clip. Sorry, audio listener. I've got a short little clip from one of the episodes that we did on the Gonna Geek podcast where I was away. I was away, so we had to use Hangouts on Air. And I just want to show how I was able to spruce it up. Using the new format that we switched to in 2016, I would do things a little bit different this time. However, I just want to show you that this was a way that I was able to keep it looking in continuity with the other video theme that I had. And I'll just show that to you here. It's the first few seconds from that episode.
And welcome to episode 125 of the official GonnaGeek.com podcast. If you're watching live, you might be going, wait, what's going on? Where's all the fancy overlays, the fancy production? Well, our leader, our producer, one Mr. President, a.k.a. Steven Big Papa John Drew, he's on an airplane right now, so he obviously cannot be producing the podcast.
Leaving on a jet plane.
And
Yeah, so there you go. That's just an example of it. And yes, I absolutely took the part where SP sang just because I knew it would irritate him.
I don't think it irritates me as much as it irritates everybody else that had to subjected to that. So blame Steven for that one, yeah, not me.
Go ahead. But no, that's something though that you can work with it if you are going to be editing the video later. If you're not going to be editing it later, you got to use what you got. But I do really think that if you end up putting out a video production, you're going to find that there will be a level of video editing that you will do. So that's my thoughts on it. It might be very simple, but that's my experience with it. However, let's go back to where we started here, which is start simple and move up from there.
Right, right. And ask yourself why you want to do it before you go ahead and do it, because you don't want to be doing stuff that makes no sense whatsoever.
For sure, for sure. So what else might you want to consider? Let's just give you some of the problems that we've had, because the problems are something that might help you consider it. I'm going to start off with my favorite one, which is processor usage. The processor usage that I have encountered with video doing the technical weird thing that I've been doing, and as a viewer, Blab, has been quite high. My complicated setup uses a hell of a lot more video than Blab does, but I want to share this with you. If I was to go take my 5-year-old laptop and try to blab from it, I would probably run into problems because it chokes. It's something that I would not be able to do it. I just couldn't possibly do it. I would have to have something a little more modern. And I've encountered that when I use my laptop, which the laptop that I've got is a 3 years old, my current one. I find that my battery goes really darn quick. And so that would be something that I would have to have power nearby, because it is drawing a lot of resources. And the reason why is because it's using so much CPU. So you got to be aware of that. The processor is something that's been my biggest hurdle so far. And I'm still encountering that. I've been doing this video podcasting in this method since what? June, May, something like that last year, SP?
Yeah, it was last summer when we started to implement it, yeah.
Yeah, and every now and then, I run into some weird hurdle where all of a sudden my processor's through the roof. So that's something to be aware of. That's a problem that I've had. Another thing that I've had a lot of issues with that I did touch on is lighting conditions. Not necessarily a priority if you are just trying to put out a companion, but lighting, we talked about it before, it can definitely be a pain, and it has been for me.
Yeah, it's lighting is just incredibly difficult. I still am not 100% comfortable with how I'm lighted, but it's good in comparison to what it could be. So I'll take it. I'll take it. You know, as much problems as everybody else has had, I'll take it and go with it. Another issue that I've run into is it's kind of two issues in one. It is my router, my older router. It was definitely an older router. It was great. It was a Linksys E, I want to say 3000, and I bought it, you know, 4 or 5 years ago or whatever. Well, I thought it was doing just fine. And then we started heavily using bandwidth for podcasting, and it was just choking. So I went out and got myself another one about 18 months ago now. About 18 months ago. And even that is starting to show some wear and tear, and I'm considering another. It's a 1900 Nighthawk Netgear, 1900 Nighthawk that I have. Well, mm-hmm. The other issue that's coupled with it is the fact that I cannot get more than 5 MB per S. That's megabytes per second out. And I can get a lot more down, but I can't get more than 5 out. So that means that as I'm giving my picture to Blab, to Hangouts on Air, to Skype, to our wonderful president of the network, it's going to be choppy. It's not going to be perfect. And yeah, there's just nothing I can do about it. And it just pains me to no end. And I've stopped. I used to stream Spreaker, Mixler through this, and then through like Hangouts on Air in addition to everything. And that was just way too much bandwidth being used. So I had to scale back. So now when I produce a podcast, I am only streaming via Blab or Hangouts on Air or whatever. You take your pick, but only one video source and then Spreaker. That's all I do. And so those problems will haunt you all the time. So your connection to your own network, as well as the connection to the network itself.
Yeah. And that's something that I encounter. I have a same thing where I can, the most I can get is 5 megabits per second up. And with my crazy complicated route on GunnaGeek, I have to send the video that I've got back to everybody. So to SP, to Chris, to JS, all of my hosts, they have to get the video and I have to go out to YouTube. So that is something where video, the bandwidth is a problem for me. I've made it work through some weird ways. And I, once again, not going to get technical here. If you're having problems with bandwidth and you're encountering a similar thing, email me, steven@gunnageek.com. I'll tell you sort of my weird solution for it and it might work for you. The other thing that kind of segues in here nicely and ties into something you talked about a minute ago is with video versus audio. If all of a sudden I lost my internet connection today, or it was just garbage, right? Like it happens every now and then that somebody in your neighborhood, if you're on cable, is using it all and you're having choppy problems, you might find, or maybe it's just down. How are you going to put that out there? Well, you can either postpone, or the other thing that you can do, if it's audio only, you could get on the telephone. You can podcast via telephone with both of you recording your local tracks and then put it together in post-production. Have fun doing that with video. I was like literally half an hour away from attempting to do that, which I had a really complicated way I could have done it. It would have probably pushed me 2-3 days past my deadline of when I wanted to get the Gunna Geek podcast out, but I technically could have done it. However, I would have been insane to have done it. So if you are going to do an audio or a video podcast and your internet goes out, you're going to have to make the decision. Am I dropping video that week and use makeshift telephone solution, or am I going to postpone it? Because that's something that it's a hell of a lot easier to find a workaround when you are using audio only.
Yeah, so lots of things could happen. Once again, just stay versatile with your solution set and just realize that things are going to happen. There's no way around it. If you're podcasting in two or multiple remote locations, you're going to have issues. I haven't seen one single year of any of the podcasts on the Gunna Geek Network that haven't had an issue that had remote, once again, that had remote people. Yeah. If you're recording in the same room, there's lots of different solution sets that you can take that doesn't make it, you can get your podcast out on time, no problem. But yeah. It's not going to work if you're in a remote locations. Mm-hmm. And some rare locations, you're actually, if you have multiple co-hosts, you're going to have to drop a co-host from time to time as well.
Yeah. And the other little note here that we want to throw in here that we didn't want to put in at the beginning was that we touched on it briefly, but Hangouts on Air and Blab are not that great audio and video quality. So be a little bit aware of that. And for that matter, my experience is as soon as you activate that video on Skype, your audio quality drops. That's been my experience, is it significantly drops on Skype.
I will say that in all three areas, it is listenable, right? You're not getting a lot of hiss. And yes, on the video clip you heard of Starly Tribune earlier, you had ticks, and that happens from time to time. And for that, I would recommend you record your audio locally. But when you're talking about the audio in general, it's not going to be something like you're like, oh my gosh, I can't listen to this. It's listenable. If you're in the car, it's fine.
Agreed. So bringing it towards the end here, you've considered, why do I want to do this? You've considered my technical limitations. You've considered all of these things. And you're like, yes, I want to do video. What is SP and my final recommendation for you? Here is our recommendation of the starting point. We talked about starting with the simple method. The second recommendation we have is accept the fact that your video podcast is going to be different from your audio podcast and tackle it that way to start. put very little effort into the video editing and focus most on your audio to get yourself a feel on how you're going to enjoy it. Because those hours, even if it's something that you're not doing the technical method I do, you might find after a couple episodes you're not happy with it and you're not tired, or you're getting tired of it. And it's better for you not to have 30 hours of the week dedicated to editing because you're new. It's new to you. So my recommendation is essentially dip your toes. Go and do your audio podcast as you do it now, as far as your workflow goes, and just do a little itty bitty work in the video to see how you like it. Right, SP?
I will absolutely agree with that. And I would encourage you, based on my personal download numbers on the podcast, that yes, we do get hits on the video, but by far the audio gets more and more hits. And I don't know if that's ever going to shift, but yeah, I would fully recommend doing audio. It's easier. You're going to get more downloads for the most part, and just have fun. Okay. Let's say it. We're going to have fun. That's what hobby podcasting is about.
Absolutely. So that is taking us to the end of the video arc. Now you're sitting there and you're like, wait, that wasn't a how-to manual. There's a bunch of different things here that I wanted you to cover. Email us. Email podcast@betterpodcasting.com. It'll come to both of us. Email that there with your question and we will answer it. If we don't have the answer, we'll try to point you in the right direction, but just email us and we are happy to get into the more technical specifics by doing that. Or if you do that, we just don't want to bore the listeners.
Not everybody wants to hear about this. A lot of people just want to know, how can I get my podcast out? So we're here for that too. So podcast@betterpodcasting.com.
Absolutely. So that is taking us to the last part of the video arc. Next arc, just so you know, is not an arc, right, SP?
It's not. I thought we were building one because of the rains that were coming this spring. Oh, not that type of arc. Gosh, you got to be more specific. I'm a rocket scientist. I go technical all the time. So yes, we are actually doing a solo episode next time, and we will be talking about time management.
Dum, dum, dum!
Because it is very important, especially if you're considering multiple shows, or if you just got one show and want to live like a normal life. You have to worry about how much time you're going to put into it. So we'll get into all that next time.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
All righty. So for this week's Better Podcasting Download, this is hot off the presses. Is that even a thing anymore? Right, SP?
Yeah. And you know, when you get something off the printer, it's like hot for maybe, I don't know, 15 seconds. And then it cools off. And then you're like, huh, it's not warm anymore. So you put it in the oven and you turn it up and you keep it. No, don't do that. You burn your place down. Yes, I got an email earlier this week and we had heard about it before. We had actually logged in and used it, but since we didn't have official word from Apple, we just wanted to wait to talk about it this week. Yes, we're talking about iTunes Connect, which is very important because iTunes or the Apple infrastructure, according to Libsyn stats that they publish on the feed every month, is that it's somewhere between 70 and 80% of podcasts are downloaded through iTunes, through Apple, through iOS. So you want to get your podcast in there. That's what I'm saying. Now, is this the case all the time? No, but in general, most of your downloads will come through there, at least until Google Play gets up and running. So before, how you entered into your podcast is you would go into iTunes on your desktop and you would go to the podcast, and then somewhere on the right-hand side, there would be a podcast submittal button. That doesn't exist anymore. It's actually a website, iTunes Connect, right, Steven?
It is indeed. And I think that this is actually a really good movement because it has always been really weird to me as a podcast producer on how, like, 2000s. It seemed like it really was a bizarre way that it was set up before. You would go and you'd fill out this little form and then it would go away and it would disappear and you'd get your confirmation email and you would hope that it was being checked by somebody. And then in order to do updates, if you had something that you needed to update somehow and you couldn't do it through your feed, you would have to send off another form. Like it was a really, really archaic system. And to me, it really felt like early 2000s. So this is a much needed refresh that I think. And I don't think before there was anywhere that you could go in and see your which podcast you quote unquote owned. Like, I don't think there was any way to go in and actually see those.
No, not at all. It was just simply the email, in my experience anyway, it was the email that you had received. You had to keep touch with that to make sure that, yes, I did indeed submit this there. And then, of course, your email in your RSS feed was important as well, because if anything else happened, that is how they contact you.
Yeah.
So I logged in. Did you log in, Steven?
I did not. And you know why I didn't log in? Because I didn't get the email. I did not get the email.
Your spam filter. Well, I sent you my email and I did log in. And unfortunately, I discovered that I got a couple of podcasts that I've actually submitted myself that are not in there. So I got to go contact them and have that done. I've experienced a couple other people in the podcast sphere through some of the podcast boards and groups that I'm involved in. They said they've had problems of, yes, I've submitted it. I submitted it with this email address, this iTunes account, and it is not there. So I guess as they're transitioning, they got to clean up their system. And the only way that you could make sure that your stuff is taken care of is to own it. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to. So yeah, make sure it is. And you don't want your podcast stricken from iTunes. So you got to make sure your RSS feed is valid, by the way, if you haven't checked that already. I think RSS feed validator, and just Google for that and you will find several RSS feed validators. So you want that. And then you want to make sure that they have the correct contact information for you. So just go there. It is the email or the URL is itunesconnect.apple.com. Just go there and log in using your, if you've already submitted your podcast using your iTunes or your Apple account and password, and just make sure your podcasts are in there. And if they're not, just contact support and they will eventually help you. They got to be swamped. I mean, there's got to be over 350,000 active podcasts. And according to Todd Cochran over at Blueberry, there's up to somewhere between 1,200 and 3,000 new podcasts being submitted every week. That's incredible.
And only 2,000 of those are from SP. So.
No. It's 2,010.
Right.
Every week. I that's all I do at work is I submit pod. No. I actually work at work. This is a hobby.
But yeah, if you are having any troubles with it, just go to betterpodcasting.com on the latest episode, episode 17. You can see in the notes, we've got a link there to the information on how you can get in touch with iTunes, but it is very new. Be a little patient. And if there are any troubles, just go into that link. And I know that's what I'm going to be doing because, like I said, I didn't get the email. I don't see it in my spam, but I don't know. It could have been just blocked and I missed it totally. I get so much spam. So who knows?
Right. So the other thing that we wanted to talk about this week is if you listen to my podcast, Voices of Defiance, if you listen to Better Podcasting, as a matter of fact, the music, the intro and outro music, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. bumps, Starling Tribune bumps, I guess, all that music comes from a couple locations, but primarily I've used a website called pond5.com. That's pond, the word pond, and the number 5.com. And they have changed over to a membership model, which is pretty good because if you are producing a lot of content, you're actually chewing through all this. And the stuff at Pond5 is not cheap. It's expensive. So the membership model, which is in two different tiers, $50 and $90 a month. And I know that's a lot of money, but you're talking about people that are buying like hundreds of dollars worth of stuff each month, each week, in some cases, in order to produce new shows and whatever. So they're talking about HD stock footage and that stuff. That stuff ain't cheap, folks. But if you want the good stuff, pond5.com is one of the locations to get that. And you can actually chew through a lot of stuff just with that subscription model. Now, you can still buy stuff song by song, video clip by video clip. and you don't need a membership to do that, as far as I've been able to tell. So I'm just telling you guys, if you like the type of music that I have put on my podcast, that we have decided to use on Better Podcasting, the intro and outro music, that all comes from Palm 5. And just telling you, it's slightly changed a little bit. So if you're chewing through a lot of music, like you're making a heavy effects podcast every week, every month, maybe something like the subscription model would be good for you.
Yeah, and let's be totally honest here. Hobby podcasters, you're probably still going to be slightly better off to buy individually, more than likely. So that is something that unless you're spending over that amount a month, it's great to see that they are still, at this time, selling stuff individually. Because for me personally, I don't ever see myself justifying that membership. I just really don't. So that's something that... I like that they're still giving the other option of individuals. Like you said, that's what the intro and outro is from.
And I really like the stuff too. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's from Pond 5. This is from Pond 5. I really like the stuff that I found there, which is why I'm even mentioning it. So if you've liked the sort of stuff that I put out there, I just want to tell you there's a little change with their website.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to the last segment of the night, which is your better pod back. By the way, those bumps are not from Pond 5. They are from the Google the Google library. I should actually update those, but I don't want people to think that those are from Pond 5. They are from the royalty-free Google library. So there you go. This week, we had a variety of feedback come our way. The first came from John, also known as Suncast, over on the GFQ network, the guys from Queen Network. You've seen him interact on a variety of different Gunna Geek locations. He often chimes into our various podcasts. We've even had him on the Gunna Geek podcast. And he said to us in comment to our previous show, he said, could not agree with you both more about having a backup of your files. I've been doing podcasts long enough now that more than one host that I have used has completely gone away. And unfortunately, a lot of those files are completely gone. It's something podcasters should plan for if you plan to be around for a long time. Also, regarding podcast stats, Steven mentioned that YouTube is the de facto place to host a video podcast. How should podcast stats standards work with YouTube? So let's start breaking that down initially here, and we'll go with the first section here, which is about backups. Thank you very much for that support, Suncast. That is something that I think a lot of times people go and they're like, you know what? I'm paying this company $7 a month or $15 a month. They can't go anywhere, right? Never think that, because you don't know. For all you know, they could have a major security breach. You hope they got backups, but you never know. They could get bought out by somebody who maliciously that just wants to close them down, right? You don't know these things. You don't know what could happen, or you might just not be aware of it. You might be something that somehow you don't know what's going to happen, and all of a sudden your stuff's gone. So there's a variety of reasons why you should definitely back up your files. And for me, like, I keep them locally all in a separate directory. I've got them on in my cloud backup. I've got them up on my Gunna Geek server, right? So I've got them in a variety of different places. So that is something that I have those audio podcasts should something ever happen.
I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into those podcasts. I was like, I'm going to make sure I keep this around. And I can't take credit for that originally, because there was another podcaster that helped me get into podcasting that was kind of very, very intense about backups. And I'm glad I kind of learned from him, because I started thinking about it, at least from the beginning. So I have backups of all my stuff, and I've had it from the beginning. I do keep it on a separate drive. I keep a backup USB drive. I keep a backup USB drive in the house. And I keep a backup USB drive that I change out every year in another geographical location. So yes, that is a little bit overboard. I realize that, but Something could happen. We were talking about it earlier. It's springtime, storms come, a tornado could come in and ruin all my podcast equipment, yeah. and then all of my data would be toast. And that is why I would keep it in a different geographic location. You don't have to do that, by the way. Mm-hmm. You can use a backup system like Carbonite. You can use a backup like Google Drive if you pay for additional storage in Google Drive or whatever. The point is, have backups available. Mm-hmm. And as far as the hosts go, if I was using SoundCloud right now, I'd want to back up those files right now.
Exactly. And if you want to hear other great ways that you might want to do some backups, check out the latest episode of Gonna Geek, episode 134. At the end, we do a whole section on cloud backups and other backup solutions, and we get some audience interaction as well as our personal methods. So check that out. That might give you some ideas on where you want to go. The other section of this here, where he's talking about stats, very good question. Me personally, I don't actually see podcast stats standards incorporating video. I don't, for two reasons. Number one, it's possibly a different audience, like a different type of consumer. And the second thing is, I feel like you get a lot different type of wanderers to YouTube sometimes. Like, you get a lot of people going to YouTube who are looking for the teen video blog. Let's use that as an example. And they stumble across Better Podcasting and they shut it off within seconds, right? And that's something that I feel like it's a different type of consumer there. Now, that's just my opinion. I might be wrong on that. But bottom line, I think it's a very different thing. And I don't foresee podcast stat standards incorporating the YouTube information. I don't know. What do you think, SP?
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I don't think it's going to be big, at least for now. I know he's coming from an aspect kind of where we are, where they have strong video companions to their mm-hmm. audio podcast. But I will say, both of us pretty much prioritize, even if it's 51%, we still prioritize audio. And that is where the bulk of our downloads come from on Gonna Geek. So I would say, from the hobby podcaster standpoint, the video podcast stats is like, eh. There are, by the way, there are video shows out there, video networks on YouTube that actually make money. Mm-hmm. And if you're into that sort of thing, go ahead and do that. If you're able to provide a service and consumption of material that people will continually go back to, and that you can turn on AdSense, I believe, on YouTube, and you could actually, of course, with the terms of service, you have to watch out for it, but you can actually advertise different products or whatever. Yeah. through your video podcast. So that is all possibilities which can lead you down that path. But I would say, for the majority of podcasters, of hobby podcasters, it really doesn't matter. So I don't think stats are going to make that jump until the consumption is really there. Now, okay, I'm going to back up one more second. Right before we started this podcast, I was at work, and then I stopped work, as I do every day. You know, I never work through midnight. That really sucks. And then I went to the gym. While I'm at the gym, I listen to podcasts. Now, a lot of people can't do that, and I get that. A lot of people need music, they need to be motivated, whatever. But I'm like in the zone, I'm working out, so it's easy for me, the way I work out, to listen to podcasts. I can't watch a YouTube video as I'm working out. If I was on the treadmill, yes, but I'm lifting weights. I'm going from machine to machine, and I need to have that iPod in and listen to podcasts. If you're driving, you're not watching YouTube, or you shouldn't be. If you are, put that crap down right now. And you are listening to podcasts. If you're cycling, you know, that's another kind of half workout, half drive thing. You should not be watching YouTube. Take it from somebody that cycles for another hobby, a workout hobby. If you're going 20, 22 miles an hour on a road bike, and a rabbit or a groundhog or a stick gets in front of you, and you're watching that, if you're on a trail, whatever, I'm not on the main road, and you're watching YouTube, you are going to wipe out. I have never done that, and never, ever, ever advocate to do that. And so don't do that. Yeah. That's my point. So there are applications where, if you're mowing the lawn, you're not watching YouTube. You're listening to something, if you are listening to anything at all. So there is still a market for audio consumption. And that, I think, but podcasts fit that mold just like music does, very, very nicely.
Agreed. And one last thing on that note there is, as a hobby podcaster, Do I think, like I said, I don't know that the podcast standard, quote unquote, that we talked about is going to be incorporating videos. Do I think that it should? I kind of explained my reasons before. Like, I could be persuaded a little bit on that. However, putting that aside, as a hobby podcaster, yes, I do pay attention to those, but I look at it, as I mentioned before, look at it as the whole. Yes, I get some views on the video side of things. And more importantly, I see the comments that come in on those videos. I know that people are watching, right? So to me, it's like, you know what? I don't care if it's 5 or if it's 20. People are checking it out and it's fun for me. So cool. Do I think that the podcast standard will incorporate that? No, I don't think, I really don't see them incorporating. If this magical podcast standard ever comes to be properly, I don't foresee it incorporating YouTube. But let's move on to the next question, because we had another question. SB, what do we have?
It was from the Jock and Nerd podcast, or Jock and Nerdcast, at Jock and Nerdcast. And they said, how do you guys use Manicam to throw up graphics in Blab? Is it another logged in user? Thanks in advance. And so basically I responded and I said, what I do, and you don't have to do this, there's one of two ways you can do this. What I do is I do use a secondary computer. It's an older computer. It's an older laptop that I have that's still barely able to function. It's been giving me fits more and more as I move on with Blab. And I don't know if it's Blab's fault or if the computer is literally getting older by the second. I don't know. But it throwing up that graphic that I do, that's, you saw it earlier, that Starling Tribune logo as we're podcasting, or the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. logo, I do that through a second Blab account on that laptop using a program called Manicam, which we discussed earlier. So that's what I do. And the other way that you can do it is you can bring up a second browser in incognito mode, or maybe use Firefox if you're using Chrome or whatever, and you can log in on a second account and use Manicam through that second account. Yeah. But I will caution you, if you do that, you're taxing the capabilities of your PC and you're taxing the capabilities of your line through your central router or your modem or whatever. So that's just two ways to do it. Thank you very much, Jock and Nerdcast, for that question. And if you have any more questions, we're here for you. So just keep on asking them.
Absolutely. And then we had one last thing. I had gone on Twitter a couple hours ago, so I didn't give us much notice. And I had asked what people's favorite podcast related event was, and we had Diami
Pilokki.
You said it better than I did. Said, for our podcast, my favorite related event is Shop Time, and also thanks for reading and responding to the letter. So yes, that was definitely something we read a few episodes ago. It was an entry, and as we always recommend, you should hear all of the podcasts where we talked about the entries, because very, very good entries. But Shop Time, so thank you very much for sending that. And FYI, we are still working on those gear diagrams. That is something that SP and I have not squeezed in the time. Sorry, had some things happen recently. Been very, very busy. So we will eventually, but unfortunately, it's got to be the one of those eventually things for now.
Yeah, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, Diami. We really have not ignored you at all. We both have been meaning to get back to it,
yeah,
but our free time has been taken over by a couple of things. Mm-hmm. So when we get it to you, I will tweet you. How about that?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay.
For sure. So what is one of the things that SP has been working on? Well, if you didn't hear from any of the previous, like 700 times that we've said it, we are part of the Gunna Geek Network, available at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And SP is going to be part of the panel, which is going on at the C2E2 comic book convention. This is the Chicago Comic Con. It's not a Comic Con, technically, because that's trademarked. It is the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. This will be happening on March 18th. There will be a great panel of a bunch of different Gunna Geekers talking about everyday life as a podcaster. So you've probably heard some of the topics on here already, but if you're in the area and you're going, please check us out. We will be in room S503. Okay, I thought it was S503. S503. And check that out. There will be a variety of people. SB, Naki. There will be Willie Nelson. The one and only Willie Nelson. Okay, no, it's our Willie Nelson. There will also be a special mystery guest. Woo!
Oh, it's been announced. It's B from Legends Podcast.
Yeah, and I think I said Chris, didn't I?
I don't know if you did. Okay, so Chris, Cody, Naki, me, Beef, and Willie.
So a great, great panel of experienced podcasters. And finally, before we do close up here, we want to make one last announcement. We talked about how next week will be a one-shot sort of thing, talking about time management.
Mm-hmm.
The week after is going to be, I guess you might call it an arc. Not really, an arc of random topics, because we are going to do our very first ever live episode of Better Podcasting on Friday, March 11th at 3:30 p.m. Pacific. That is 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. You're going to want to check it out on geeks.live. There you go. There's our landing page. And we will be Friday, March 11th with a special mystery guest who might be Chris Farrell. And that is something that we are going to do a bit of a shakeup in the format for this one episode. We are going to do a Q&A type thing. We thought, you know, we've had 17 episodes already. We'll have 18 under our belt by the time this comes around. And why not shake it up and get your questions? So we encourage you to come by geeks.live and you'll be able to interact with us and ask us all sorts of questions, and we'll talk a little bit about it and we'll share some other cool stories and things like that. So please check that out. And if you don't get a chance to check it out live, yes, it will be in the feed. In theory, it'll be in the feed for episode 19.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun. So come out, geeks.live. I can't wait for your questions, your interactions. Don't be shy either. I don't care what your question is. If it's podcast related, we want to talk about it.
Absolutely. So that is wrapping it up for the final installment of the video arc for episode 17 of Better Podcasting. My name is Stephen John Drew.
And I'm Stargate Pioneer.
See you next time, and make sure you check out geeks.live.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.